This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi everyone, it's Simon Smart. This week we're talking with Trevor Thomas, the Managing Director of Eth Invest. In this part of the interview, we turn our attention to the question of materialism and the costs associated with a consumerist culture. I began this part of the interview by asking him, what have been the most significant costs of that material drive?
The costs play themselves out at many levels. So we have a large and growing population on the planet, and if we all aspire to live like contemporary Australians, then we'll need to find another 4.5 planets fairly soon. So there's a sense in which we at the top end of the economic chain have completely unsustainable ways of living that we have to reimagine. And there are people who are at the bottom of the pyramid who are caught in the daily violence of life-stripping poverty. And the only way that they can be freed from that is to come up and to consume more resources, and that will have an impact. So we need to think seriously about how we're going to organise ourselves so that the resources of this planet can be used more sustainably and more equitably. There's no way through that morass without change, and there's no change without some cost. So it will be convenience, and the throwaway lifestyle that we've become used to will have to be replaced. Now, I actually think there's all sorts of upside in that in terms of community, in terms of reconnecting people with the earth in a positive way, and in reimagining sharing and innovation. And there's a whole range of things that we can do better. And I'm not saying that we'll all go back to a sort of a 1910 Australian standard of living to get everybody to that sort of level. I think it will be a different world, but there will undoubtedly be sort of costs of adjustment.
I'm speaking with Trevor Thomas, the Managing Director of Eth Invest. Since the GFC, Trevor, some people have been questioning current economic paradigms. You've alluded to this. You're dealing with the market all the time. Do you have some reservations about the market?
Yeah, I do. The market is very powerful at sending signals and has some very socially useful aspects to it. And I believe that market solutions are often good solutions to distributing resources. Where the market falls down badly is where it doesn't price in all of the variables, the so-called externalities. And that's very true in the environment and in terms of social justice. So often what we're looking at is the way in which market failure can be addressed, either through regulation or through try to factor in. For example, if people do want to change behaviour around carbon, some sort of price on carbon will change behaviour. I don't think altruism will do it, but I do think that if we put a price on things, people's behaviour does change. You can do it through regulation. You can just ban CFCs and you'll close the hole in the ozone layer in 15 years' time. Some things, though, work better through innovation in the market and giving people an incentive. So if you put a price on carbon, it gives people all sorts of very real economic incentives to come up with low carbon solutions to energy needs. So I have significant reservations about the market, but I do think that it's probably a good way of organising economic life within limits and where you've got very clear guidelines to ensure that there are safeguards in place to protect the vulnerable, to protect the environment, and to achieve the sorts of outcomes that you as a society want to promote.
You've also said that as a Christian you're interested in articulating an alternative vision of economic life that honours the common good. Mm. So what did you mean by that?
I think the Christian ethic is particularly challenging around the issue of money. Jesus himself spoke numerous times about the traps and dangers of wealth and the degradation of poverty and the need for people to be open and generous to those who are less fortunate. It's interesting that in a poor agrarian society 2,000 years ago, Jesus is worried about wealth. And we live with material wealth beyond the wildest imagination.
It'd be interesting to have him speaking in this climate.
Absolutely, yeah. I don't think his words would be any less hard. The conversation that people of faith need to have is around what does it mean to be faithful to Jesus' call, to put him and his things first, and to leave aside all the material aspirations that we have, that we build communities where people are valued and given opportunities, where we care for the earth as stewards and we rejoice in its bounty. We're not uptight walking around complaining about everything. There's a life of joyful celebration and sharing where people are included. And I think that's modelled in the way that Jesus and his disciples lived. And I think that's been modelled in Christian communities around the world for 2,000 years ever since. But I don't think that it's been consistent. And I think there are areas in which in modern life in Australia, Christians need to have a serious look at themselves and see to what extent we're just conforming to the patterns of the world around us, as opposed to taking Jesus' values seriously, looking at generosity, looking at sharing, looking at opting out of the consumerist dream and reimagining what life might be like as a community of faith.
And there's a strong sense in which those sorts of values are shared, really, with the broader community.
Absolutely. We find lots of common travellers who are also feeling disaffected and disenchanted by the pace of modern life and the straining to get the latest gadget, which 6 months later is out of date, climbing the ladder of success, which just seems to get longer and longer and longer and require more and more of us. And I think there are a lot of people who are questioning those values.
Well, that's Trevor Thomas, Managing Director of EthInvest, an ethical investment company. Join me next time when we talk about the place of biblical principles for modern economic life. It's a controversial area of discussion. I hope you can tune in to hear more of what Trevor Thomas has to say. I'll see you then.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.